Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sana IE. I'm your host, XO. I hope y'all been having a great week, man. It's Friday. I know I've been having a great week myself. Super Bowl this weekend. If you're out in Cali, man, be safe. Stay safe. I want to say cool because I know it's going to be hot as hell all weekend. But whenever you listen to this, hope y'all enjoying y'all week, enjoying the weekend. Or if you listen to this on a Monday, hope you enjoy. Preparing for a great week overall, dropping this on Friday. Like I said, Super Bowl weekend out here in California. Go Rams. Not necessarily a fan of the Rams, but you got to know, got to support the city. And man, I can't wait. I have big plans for Super Bowl Sunday, and I love spending time with the family, spending time with the friends, especially watching Super Bowl and big games and everything. Can't wait for that. But overall, this week's been a great week for me. I'm really focusing on scaling the business, growing the audience, and really talking to more people, networking with people that I see. I'm at the gym a lot now, so I always talk to people that I see, get to know them, see what they're passionate about, see what they're doing outside of their 9-to-5, and seeing how we can help each other out. There's certain conversations I've been having, and really just been focused on my workouts, man. I'm grateful that I've been able to start training different people. Training my cousin Kayla, training Willie, just training certain people and with certain aspects, as well as having people train me. So shout out to everybody that I've been training, shout out to everybody that I've been working out with. And I'm truly grateful for just the people I've been interacting with and coming in contact with this week. But overall, man, I'm grateful. A valuable lesson I learned this week. And I want to know what valuable lesson you learned this week as well. But for me, to make most valuable lesson I learned this week was basically learn to how to make money with your mind instead of your time. And that's deep. But overall, I hope everybody's enjoying this week. It's Friday, man. If you had a bad week, forget about it. The weekend's here, Friday's here. Enjoy the time, enjoy the weekend, prepare for the weekend, watch the Super Bowl, do the festivities, hang out with people, hang out with yourself, do what you have to do to get ready for the whole new week that's coming up. Don't let this week hold you back from what you plan to gain next week. This week is over with. Let it go. If anything's been holding you down, or if it's just been overall a bad week, take the lessons from this week and move on, move forward, and become a bigger, better person and evolve from whatever you went through this week. If you've been having a great week, a good week, like myself, then yo, figure out what you learned this week on as far as the good positive we have, and spread that with others around you. But let's get started with the quotes of the day. My first quote is, if you want something you've never had, you must be willing to do something you've never done. Whatever you want in life that you never had is attainable. But for you to attain that, you must put the work in. You must discipline yourself, have routines, and really focus on how can I get that. Visualize what you want and then start working backwards. If you want a new house, a new car, a new job, visualize yourself in that new car, in that new job, in the new house, and figure out how can you get there? How can I get there? And don't put too much pressure on your brain to figure everything out, because once you have that vivid imagination, or that burning desire for what you want, then your brain will start working in ways to get you to that place that you want to be. But you have to be sure that that's what you want. Not, oh, I want this because so-and-so have it, or I want this because have that burning desire and that will that, yo, this is what I want, and I'm not going to stop until I get there. And for that to happen, visualize, do the stuff you're not willing to do. Like me, I started waking up at 5 a.m. because like 4 or 4:30, because I told myself I need more time in the day to do other things. So 4:30, 4:45, I'm up, headed to the gym, getting in the gym at 5 a.m. Workouts have been great to me and really shaping my mind for how I want to attack this year. So do the things that make you feel uncomfortable, because it's like we have to get comfortable being uncomfortable when it comes to anything that we're pursuing in life. We can't be always we can't be stagnant in anything that we want to achieve or anything that we want to get. We have to keep going, keep grinding, but as well as learning to when to take a step back, when to take rest days, when to take days to analyze if you're headed in the right direction, and really being aware of how you're spending and investing your time and energy. But once again, that quote is, if you want something you've never had, you must be willing to do something you've never done. And my next quote is, guard your personal energy for yourself. Don't let energy suckers around you steal your peace. That's crazy. I could have used this quote last week. And that's what I would learn literally a week ago about guarding your energy. Because I interact with so many people that you're dealing with so many different energies, and that you feel like you've been, the energies that you come in contact with, that they're draining you, that they're there, that they are there just to drain your energy and talk your ear off. And I've learned that the past week, my energy's been low, and I'm like, why is my energy so low? And it's just like the people I've come into contact with, and I've learned like, yo, I gotta protect my energy, because it's about me and making sure that I'm sane and I can handle anything that's coming at me. Because people will still try to steal your energy, drain your energy just for fun, and they'll try to do it on a consistent daily basis. So you gotta watch out for those people who steal your energy, as well as these apps that steal your energy, the phone that steals your energy. Be aware of where your energy is getting reproduced and where your energy is getting drained, because that is deep when it comes to protecting your personal peace as well as protecting your energy. So once again, that quote is, guard your personal energy for yourself. Don't let energy suckers around you steal your peace. And on today's episode, this is more of a questions episode. Questions as far as questions you would ask the people around you. Ask your peers, ask your coworkers, ask your family members. Questions like that. Even questions you ask yourself. And I got these questions to ask, as well as I filled them out like with my answers. And I want to know your answers. So you might have to get out a pen and a pad and write these questions down, and then ask these questions to the people around you and see what their answers and responses are. But I'm going to give y'all a brief break and we're going to hop into the show. Thank you for tuning in to Sana IB. So with this, questions to ask, I think the first one that always comes to mind, when it's like when I'm meeting somebody new or talking to somebody new, like a question that always pops into my head is, what's a passion of yours? What are you passionate about? And that gives people time, because that's the question. I bet you're thinking now like, damn, nobody really asked me what I'm passionate about or what is the passion of mine. And that gives the other person like time to think like, damn, what am I passionate about? Or they might have their answer off the top of the head like, oh, I'm passionate about this. But when I thought about this, I was like, what is a passion of mine, or what are my passions? And the first one that came to mind is mental health. I'm passionate about mental health and really impacting and helping as much people as I can when it comes to their mental health and mental well-being, and helping them with ways to cope with certain triggers in life, or as well as developing their mental health on a daily basis, staying consistent, whether it's meditating, deep breathing, journaling, venting to themselves, venting to other people, or really getting in tune with who they are, becoming self-aware of how they're feeling, what they're feeling, and the emotions that they go through and their triggers. As well as another thing that I'm passionate about as well as chefing. I'm always, ever since I got my spot, I've always been cooking consistently, cooking and meal prepping. And I fell back in love with really chefing and cooking for other people around me, my peers, my family, my friends, and really taking that time in. Another passion of mine is fitness, working out. And I just love being in the gym. I've caught myself today being in there for literally 3 hours, but I had to train. And I'm really just like falling back in love with things that I used to do, I want to say as a kid, like chefing and fitness, as well as mental health is something that's became new to me over these past, I want to say like at least three to four years, where I really fell in love with mental health and learning more and more about mental health and the mental health of my peers, mental health of my family, and really getting deep and talking to people about things that they go through mentally, because everybody has a past. And we don't hold our people's past against them, but it's good to learn about somebody's past so you know how to handle them in the present, as well as handle them in the future. And pretty sure we've all dealt with some type of trauma in our lives, and some people black out that trauma, some people don't talk about the trauma. And it's really good to just have those conversations with people and see what they've been through. Like, what is your story? That'd be question number two. What's your story? And a lot of people was like, my story. Yeah, your story of what you've been through, to who, to the person you are today. What shaped you to become this person? And really asking those questions and listening and not responding. Listen and see what their response is. So that's question number two. What's your story? And my story personally, that gets deep. But overall, started the podcast. I'm going to start my story from the podcast perspective. Started my podcast, Sahana IE, because in the beginning, I didn't have a vision for it. But overall, it transformed to becoming more about mental health as well as financial literacy. And we've been more on we've been on track with the mental health, and we're getting back to the financial literacy. But the reason I started the podcast, no direction in the beginning, but eventually lost my cousin to suicide, and I really just fell into like, how did I miss this? Sometimes I blame myself, even though we're not supposed to blame ourselves. Sometimes I do blame myself, because it's like we miss the signs. And it's like, what are the signs? I have an episode on that talking about the different signs of different things that people deal with when it comes to mental health. But it's like you blame yourself, you miss the signs, like, dang, how did I miss these signs? And you take it upon yourself to like, yo, nobody else around me will feel alone. And that goes to talking to them, finding out what their passion is, talking about what they're dealing with, talking about how the week's been, how the month's been, and just really get into conversations with people about everything that they're dealing with on a daily basis, because we all go through a lot. So that's the story. Started the podcast, didn't have no direction, but eventually transformed to mental health and financial literacy. Been running for 2 years now, going on 3 years this July. I'm grateful that I've been consistent, and this is gonna be, we rocking forever. This is gonna be a long-term thing. We're gonna, 20 years from now, we still gonna be rocking. But that's the story of the podcast. Another question I would ask is, what is something you're proud of? Me personally, my apartment, my consistency with the podcast, as well as my self-discipline when it comes to my workouts. Because a year or two ago, I would not be as consistent or self-disciplined on my workouts. I would not be waking up at 5 a.m. to work out in no gym. But it's like, we have to grow and evolve. We grow and evolve and become new people over time, or we create new habits that we have to stick to become a better version of ourselves. So that's something I'm proud of. The next question would be, what's your biggest personal goal for 2022? Me, help people become more aware of their mental health. And that's what I ask everybody. Are you aware of your mental health? Or how are you doing mentally? And then as well as, are you aware of mental health? And really just help people become more aware and know more about how to cope with certain triggers when it comes to life. Number four, what did you like to do as a kid? You're probably thinking, oh, I like to go to the ice cream truck, or I used to play double dutch. What did you like to do as a kid? Me personally, it was going to family reunions, because that was like literally the last time when like my grandma, my grandpa, and my cousin was all around, when we all spent that time together and we all was sane, I want to say. But that's something I like doing as a kid, and I miss that. Number six, what's something you never get tired of? Me? I'm a foodie, so trying new food spots. I'm always finding new food restaurants to try and eat at, and that is something I never get tired of, trying new food, eating new food, chefing new food, as well as the gym. Number six, how would you like to spend your free time? How do I spend my free time? I ain't gonna lie to you, I'll be Netflix and chilling. For real, Netflix and chilling right now. Got a Netflix episode I'm gonna drop on y'all sometime next week, talking about some Netflix shows to watch. But my free time, Netflix and chilling, I think that's it, because it said free time. But number seven, what brings you peace? What brings me peace is meditating, deep breathing, drinking tea, Next question. How would your family describe you? Me, caring, loving, ambitious. Next up is, what's your most prized possession? And the first thing that came to mind is my mind. Like, I'm like, what is my most prized possession? I'm like, my mind. I want to know yours. I want to, like, every question that I'm asking on here, I want you guys to hit me up on either email me your responses, or I would say review, but I feel like a review would be too long. Email me your responses. I'll read them out on the show. And if you want to read them out, want me to read them out anonymously, I'll do that. Or if you want to put your name behind it, I'll do that as well. Where was I at? Most prized possession. Next question, number 10, would be, what's a really happy memory you have? The first one, I have two. The first one is jet skiing in Miami. Oh my. I fell in love with Miami when I went jet skiing out there. When I went out there for my birthday, but overall, jet skiing out there was just incredible. Like, seeing the home, seeing the boat, seeing the yacht, seeing the people partying, jet skiing by the Miami Heat Arena. I just fell in love with Miami. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna get a home out here one day. And speaking it to existence, and it's gonna happen. As well as another happy memory I have is being in Antigua. Overall, great atmosphere out there, great people, good food. The lobsters was incredible. I love jet skiing out there too. The water was incredible. It was just like peaceful being out there on jet skiing, seeing the water. Very grateful for that. Number 11. What was the best surprising life event you've experienced? Me going to college, because my junior and senior year, I was never in class. Like, literally after third period, me and my bros, we were just like, fuck, we leaving, and we left for the day. And I was actually surprised, because senior year, they was like, yo, you might not even walk. I was like, oh yeah, I gotta put the grind on. But eventually, this best surprising life event was going to college, because, well, I just literally had this conversation, and simply because our counselors, the people at our school, never pushed us to go to college. It was like more so go to a JC, go to a trade, and go on from there. So they never was like, oh, never explored our other options when it came to our GPAs. So shout out to my boy Rob. He hooked me up and got me into Prairie View A&M University. Shout out to everybody at Prairie View. And that was just a, like, surprising event to me, and that changed my life, no cap. Next question. What's something that surprises people about you? I think that I care, because at first I didn't care at all about nothing about people, but I've learned that I have to care about people and the people around me, and being more caring, so that I care. And last question before we flip to the next segment. What energizes you? Me, working out. Honestly, working out always energizes me. I know it's supposed to be draining your energy, but that, it's like, it drains my energy and builds my energy back up at the same time. So working out is something that energizes me. I want to know the answer to you guys' questions. If I see you in person, you know I'm gonna ask you these questions as well. But other than that, but these questions, ask these people these questions, ask yourself these questions. What's a passion of yours? What's something you're proud of? What's your story? If somebody asks you, what's your story? How would you tell them your story and sum it up within, I'll say, like 10 minutes? What's your biggest personal goal for 2022? What did you like to do as a kid? What's something you never get tired of? How do you like to spend your free time? What brings you peace? How would your family describe you? What's your most prized possession? What's a really happy memory you have? What was the best surprising life event you've experienced? What's something that surprises people about you? And what energizes you? But I'm gonna give y'all a brief break, and I'm gonna hop into the next segment. Questions to ask when you're upset. I'll be right back with Sana A.E. Questions to ask when you are upset. Number one, what am I upset about? Really dig deep. I feel like Me personally, I've been more focused on controlling my emotions versus letting everything rattle me or get me upset or get me under my skin. There's a quote by Mike Tyson. It says, if somebody has the power to anger you, then they have control over you. And I was like, damn, that's like low-key true. And I bet y'all, some of y'all think like, not true. Nah, it's true. If somebody has the power to anger you, that means they have control over you. They have control over your emotions. They have control over your reactions. So it's like, sometimes you have to take a step back when you're upset and ask yourself, what am I upset about? What am I truly upset about? What's got me so flustered? What's got my blood boiling right now that I'm pissed off? And ask yourself, what am I upset about? And really dig deep. And don't have, when you're upset yourself, don't have conversations or don't have a reaction or be reactive when you're upset. Take that time to cool off, let off some steam, and really ask these questions to yourself. What am I upset about? Number two, what was the trigger? What triggered me to be upset like this? Number three is, what is the narrative I created surrounding this situation? What am I upset about? What was the trigger? What is the narrative I created surrounding the situation? Number four is, what do I need? Do I need something from this person that upset me, or do I need something for myself to figure out why I'm upset and figure out how to go back to zero instead of being at 100? Number five, what is my intention behind the way I'm acting right now? What is your intention of being upset? What is anytime you've been upset, what has it solved? I'm thinking, me personally, well, anything I've been upset, has it solved anything? No. Unless you're boxing or in MMA. That shit doesn't solve nothing, being upset. It just drains your energy and it cues you on the inside. Being upset about something, even this, trust me, I've been on 100 and boiling hot, but it's like, it didn't solve anything. Overall, now that I look back at it, me being upset never didn't solve anything. It just made things either worse or regrettable. So it's like, sometimes we have to ask ourselves in the moment, what am I truly upset about? What was the trigger behind this? What is the narrative I created surrounding this situation? What do I need? What is my intention behind the way I'm acting right now? And the last question, ask yourself, how can I best take care of myself? And that right there, our question to ask yourself when upset. Six basic questions where you stop, take a step back, analyze the situation, and ask yourself these questions. And then once you get to the sixth question, you'll be like, me being upset right now is pointless. Or you end up not being upset anymore because you're like, yo, I'm really trying to figure out why I'm upset. Why am I wasting my energy? Why am I becoming reactive when somebody just says something, when somebody triggered me? Like, no, dig deep and figure out why you're upset and learn how to control your emotions. That's the biggest advantage that we have to have in this world, controlling our emotions, because people will try to press your button and try to get under your skin every single day. From bosses, employees, coworkers, girlfriends, boyfriends, family members, people will try to get under your skin and try to trigger you, and you like got to keep calm, cool, and collective, and don't let them bring that person out who you were before out. So control your emotions. If you're having a tough time controlling your emotions, you're like, I don't know how to control my emotions. I try to control my emotions, but this mother be getting under my skin. Control your emotions. Do some meditating. Really do the work on yourselves and figure out why you get upset so easily. Ask yourself these questions and figure out what keeps you sane. What can make you instantly be happy real quick? So ask yourself these questions. Don't get upset. Read the book, Emotional Intelligence 2.0. It'll help you with your emotions and really getting in tune with your emotions and become self-aware and socially aware of everything. Control yourself. Trust me, you do not want to have your emotions uncontrolled. But I'm going to give y'all a brief break, and then we're going to hit y'all with the recap. I got a few housekeeping items. I appreciate y'all tuning in. I want to know y'all answers to the first segment with questions to ask. And see where your head's at. What's your passions? What's your stories? But I'm going to give y'all a brief break and we're going to hop back into the show. Thank you for tuning in to Sauna IE. thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to today's episode of Sana IE. I just want to give a quick shout out to people that have been helping me this week when it comes to business talks. Shout out to Willie when it comes to fitness talks with my boy Tony, with Bernardo when it comes to training too, with Bernardo, Tony, Willie, Kayla. Appreciate y'all. Y'all keep me rocking. Been keeping me rocking throughout this whole week and throughout really this whole 2 weeks of February. I appreciate y'all really sticking with me, grinding with me, and really educating me on what you know and everything y'all know. I appreciate y'all. But let's get started with the recap of today's show. My first quote was, if you want something you've never had, you must be willing to do something you've never done. What do you want? What do you want in life? What do you want from yourself? Who do you want to be next year? This time next year, next February, February 11th. Who do you want to be February 11th of next year? You want to be somebody in a whole new job? Do you want to live in a whole new city? Do you want to be in a whole new house? Do you want to be have a whole new car? Do you want to be a business owner? What do you want to be a year from now? And what do you have to do to get there? Your old habits, your old self won't help you get to where you need to be. Next quote is, guard your personal energy for yourself. Do not let energy suckers around you steal your peace. Protect your energy, protect your peace. That's what it comes down to. Questions to ask. People you encounter, people you meet, people around you. Ask them, what is a passion of yours? What's your story? What's something you're proud of? What's your biggest personal goal of 2022? What did you like to do as a kid? What's something you've never get tired of? How do you like to spend your free time? What brings you peace? How would your family describe you? What's your most prized possession? What's a really happy memory you have? What was the best surprising life event you've experienced? What's something that surprises people about you? And what energizes you? Then we got into questions to ask when you're upset. What am I upset about? What was the trigger? What is the narrative I've created surrounding the situation? What do I need? What is my intention behind the way I'm acting right now? How can I best take care of myself? And those are the questions to ask. Questions to ask other people and questions to ask yourself when you're upset. Control your emotions. Get to know the people around you. Trust yourself. Love yourself. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes. You're probably going to make a mistake this weekend. Don't hold it. Don't judge yourself too harshly. Mistakes happen in life. That's the only way we are able to learn. So don't be afraid of making mistakes. Don't be afraid of failing. Don't be afraid of asking questions. Don't be afraid of being vulnerable. Don't be afraid of opening yourself up to other people. You got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And some of these things you have to do is being uncomfortable. So trust yourself. Trust the process. Always keep the faith. Always love yourself. Take care of yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, financially. Always be there for yourself. Be there for the other people around you. It's not just you in this world. It's not just you going through whatever you're going through. There's people here that want to help you. There's people here that love you. There's people here that want to see you win. So take care of yourself. By all means, check in with the people around you. Talk to people. Connect with people. If you haven't talked to somebody all month, all year, even though we're 2 months in, hit people up. If you have that phone number in their phone, hit them up. See how they're doing. Like, hey, how you doing? Even if they don't respond, they'll get that text. Or if you want to call them, check on people. Check on the people around you. You never know what anybody is going through. And if you're going through something yourself, you can reach out to me and don't feel like you're in it alone. There's somebody that's been through what you're going through right now. So there's always somebody here to help you with anything that you're dealing with or going through. Don't go through anything alone. With that being said, thank you guys for tuning in. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Subscribe to the show. Share the show. Review the show. Let me know what you think. I want to know your answers to these questions. Email me at sanaiepodcast@gmail.com. Or slide in the DMs. Follow us on social media at SanaIE. Leave your recommendations. If you want to have guest recommendations, anybody you want me to interview, if you want to get on our email list, any topics you want discussed, sanai.com is where you'll find it. All the guest recommendations, the email list, and topics you want to discuss, you can leave them a review or you can just let me know. Hit me up on any social media platform like, hey, you should discuss this. I'll be willing to discuss it. I'll do my research and get that down. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good weekend. Gotta get this win for the Rams. Enjoy yourselves. Take care of yourselves. Self-care Sunday, even though it's Super Bowl Sunday, take some time to take care of yourself too. Take care of yourself mentally, physically, and really take care of yourself and be a better person. Prepare yourself for this whole new week. I appreciate y'all. I still got to hit y'all with some Black History Month episodes, so I'm going to work on that too. That's the next few episodes that's coming up, a Netflix episode and some Black History Month facts and history. With that being said, I'm going to leave y'all with this. You are the only one with the power to change your thought patterns. You decide every thought you let stay in your mental focus. If it doesn't serve you, pick a new thought that does. Have a great weekend. We'll be back again with y'all soon. On Sana.